Good afternoon. You're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and very excited from New Palestine, from The Vet, would like to welcome Dr. King. Welcome.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing well. I have to say, we took Daisy the Wonder Dog to the vet, got her nails clipped, and I think, well, first of all, you did the best job ever with Daisy. Thank you for that. She's normally like throwing fits, and it was a fast, and it's probably the best job I've seen on her nails.
Well, thank you. She did beautifully, and we actually kind of, I hate to say specialize, but we kind of focus on pets that do have stress for nail trims and for vet visits. We try to be as fear-free as possible and offer a lot of food and positive reinforcement and help decrease anxiety for pets for nail trims, for visits, anytime that they're with us. So I'm glad to hear she had a good experience with that.
She came out with a bandana that looks super cute, and you know what? I don't know what happened to it. It was on her. I was even taking
she was styling.
We were taking pictures at the apple orchard in town, with the hay bales, because I was like, oh, look how cute she looks, you know. So of course she was looking the other direction.
Yeah,
as I told you, she's like, oh, she's trying to get my picture. I'm gonna look a little left or right,
as always.
Why do they do that? Can you help with that problem?
No, I know. There's actually little phone toys that you can put on top of your phone that are attachments that actually have a little ball on top to get your dog's attention for selfies. It's pretty funny, but yeah,
that'd be funny. I think that would work once with her, and then she'd be like, I know what you're trying to do, and it's not working.
Yeah, maybe treats, right?
Or they get up and move towards it.
Right,
Also, you have a big nose on your
real close up.
Real close up. And too, like your color schemes inside were so bright.
Yeah, yeah, we're loved purple and orange. Yeah, we have all of our walls painted. We try to keep it festive. We like going to work every day too, right? So keep our bandanas festive and give everybody, you know, our pets when they come in, give them a bandana with a little calming pheromone for cats and dogs on it too. So unbeknownst to you, it's odorless. You don't notice it or smell it, but it helps with about 4 or 5 hours afterward for anxiety. So we give it to everybody during their visits. Yeah,
that's nice.
We try to make them festive for fall, and they've got leaves and pumpkins right now. So
That was nice. Yeah. I thought, well, because I didn't expect it. It came out. I was like, nor did I expect it that fast. I didn't hear a peep. Normally you'll hear a little noise back there or something from
absolutely
her, you know?
She did wonderful. She was totally silent, let us love on her. We were just petting on her and got a real close nail trim. She did fantastic.
See, that makes me feel guilty because her nails get really long. People always say her nails. I'm like, well, you'll understand the stress we're going through with those nails, and then you guys get her and she's all good.
Oh, absolutely, no worries. I get it, you know, when it's different when they're at the vet than when they're at home. It's a little easier. We have extra expertise and handlers on duty, you know. It helps
definitely. I told so many people about that experience because that's stressful.
It can be, absolutely.
So why did you decide to become a vet?
Oh, goodness. I was always sort of drawn to the pets at parties and things like that. And they always came up to me, and I ended up playing with the cats and dogs more than the people at the parties.
Better behavior, probably.
Sometimes. Absolutely. So I always was interested in the medicine and kind of the logic puzzles and things like that. And it all kind of fit in together, you know, trying to solve mysteries of medicine and help out pets that can't tell us what's wrong. So it was really an interesting niche for me.
Was it hard going through school?
It is. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, vet school is very competitive. There are only about 28 in the United States right now. So less than one per state.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's really hard to get in. So it's really specific, and they have you taking probably about 20 credit hours or more every quarter for 4 years. Yeah.
Do you have any choice in that? It's just that way?
It's just that way. Yeah. A lot of the class will go in the same regimen together, basically, and take all those courses, and then you can specialize more towards the end of your go at it and specialize and go to externships and things like that. So I did a lot of mine in behavior and dentistry and things like that, so I could learn more about that, and that's what I focused my clinic around because of that. So I really loved it.
That's interesting too, as far as, you know, the behavior and being able to tell or try to tell what's wrong with an animal that can't speak.
Absolutely. Yeah, the signs they show us are really subtle, especially with cats. They are the masters at hiding illness, you know. They usually will tend to hide more and do more closet licking if they're itchy, or if they're stressed out, they tend to hide more. And, you know, we can actually mask illness like that, so they can have underlying kidney issues, thyroid issues, and have some rare vomiting and diarrhea, things like that. And it can just look like they're getting older or maybe a little bit stressed, but they can actually be quite sick. So yearly wellness appointments are really important to make sure that your vet can get hands-on contact and make sure that they're doing okay. Yeah.
You know, as far as animal behavior, I've always heard, well, people will say, because I think someone took our dog. I was telling you about that. We had for 14 years, a little mini pin, and named Mr. Skippy. I miss him so much. But people will be like, oh, well, he was old, so they go off to die. But that's not true, is it? I don't believe that.
They can. They can tend to hide a little bit. But yeah, sometimes they'll just kind of wander off not knowing where they are, and they can get lost too.
So it's a lost thing. It's not like they say, oh, I'm ready to die, so I'm going to go leave so I don't upset my humans. That's the way people write it off to be. You know?
Yeah, sometimes in extreme scenarios that can be the case. Yeah, if we're really sick, they can tend to become a little more reclusive or, you know, kind of run off and hide.
Left alone.
But yeah, usually it's more of a, I'm not sure where I am. They get a little bit of that senility like people do.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Kind of wander off and get lost.
I just never was like, that's not what happened.
Right.
Like, someone steals your dog or something. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Because, like, you never have that closure.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
I always wondered.
Yeah. I definitely am a huge proponent for microchipping pets as well, because even if your pet's microchip, getting information updated in their microchip online. So a microchip is something that they can put just underneath the skin. We actually perform that at the vet as well. But we put that underneath the skin. It holds a code, a number information, so that you can go online and sort of find that information for that specific pet. And if the owner keeps their phone number, their name and address, all of that up to date in the system, that pet can find their way home. There's actually been stories of people overseas finding their pets 5 and 10 years later. Yeah, it's really remarkable what can happen. So yeah, it helps a lot.
Oh my gosh, we have so many pets. I mean, I'm like, I think he was microchipped, which now, you know, I've done a better job of keeping all the records in one spot.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, and it's something, even microchips, once they're chipped, it's very rare, but it can happen. They can migrate down to the legs. Usually we'll place them sort of up on the top of their body behind their neck, but they can migrate down a little bit, and they can, you know, it's a working piece of machinery as well, so it can still start to falter over time,
but,
too.
But if someone's, like, fraudulently trying to take your dog,
right? Yeah.
They're not going to do the chip thing, you know?
Right,
but,
right, that's true.
But I wish they had little GPSs in those things.
I know. There actually are some out there. They are a bit expensive, a couple hundred dollars, but there are GPS chips out there. Yeah.
Are there really?
Interesting enough.
I didn't know there was such a thing. Because I looked online for I seen the collars, and we got a couple of those, and those don't work very well.
Sure. Yeah. And they can come off too. Absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
And I'm like, you know, tracking Daisy's not too exciting. You know, like, she stays in the same spot. But I finally took it off of her because I was like, we're not doing anything with it, you know.
Certainly.
But
yeah, the technology out there for pets is amazing, I tell you. Yeah.
Did you guys have the tracking chips?
We do not, actually. There's minimal demand overall for owners for that, but I think that you can search online for them and they tend to have those. But we do have the regular microchips that do have that code, and that's very commonly what owners will use. So
tell us about the dental cleaning.
Yeah, dentals are super important. So a lot of owners come in and they say, hey, my dog or cat has this really foul odor to their mouth. Should we get a dental cleaning done? And I would say absolutely yes at that time. Usually I'll even recommend the Veterinary Board of Dental Specialists actually advise starting at about a year or 2 years of age, getting dental cleanings once a year just to help decrease that calculus buildup on the teeth. And that can keep our teeth healthy lifelong. You know, if we're letting that calculus build up by the time we can see it or smell it, usually we're smelling infection in the mouth at the base of the teeth and actually in the jaw bones. So that can be pretty hard to combat.
It causes problems in other areas.
It certainly can. It can spread to heart and can cause a lot of sort of weakness and lethargy and susceptibility for other illness too.
See, I didn't realize that. I never even, like, I don't know, like, until recently, I'd be like, who brushes their dog's teeth?
I know. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know people did that.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. And sort of dog toothbrushing is the gold standard, but, you know, I've got a life. Everybody's got a life. We're busy people, right? You know, so brushing our teeth, you know, twice a day, it's ideal, but a lot of people don't have a lot of time for that.
You think some people brush their dog's teeth twice a day?
I know. There
do
are
they
a
really?
Few out there. There are a few out there, and
yes,
I do
I
say
have
a few.
Much going on. They're retired.
Like I say, I hate to say, but I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I'm going to be honest for everyone else out there listening. Yeah, as a veterinarian, I don't brush my dog's teeth twice a day. It's just not feasible for most of us. So there are other options for dental care.
If I did it once a week, I'd be proud of myself.
Exactly. You know? Right. Pat on the back for
but
you. Absolutely.
They don't like it. I tried brushing her teeth.
Sure. Yeah.
That was a little late beyond, you know, like I was like, all right, she should have.
Absolutely.
We were a little bit late with Daisy.
And that's okay.
You know, but
Yeah, that's okay. Sometimes it is kind of a training curve for the older kids, you know, getting them used to, you know, and I call dogs and cats kids. You know, forget the older kids, you know, getting them used to having teeth brushing or something in their mouth, or you putting fingers in their mouth, it can be a little bit of a scary experience. So actually starting out using peanut butter or Easy cheese or cottage cheese, and just getting them used to the flavor of you having their finger in their mouth with those flavors, and that can get them used to, you know, having them, you're used to the toothbrush there. So that
can
be really
helpful.
So you're
talking about the toothbrush with the little bristles and yes, your finger, and not a regular,
got it. Right. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
I tried to use a regular toothbrush.
Yeah. Like I say, since that can be scary in general, though, and sometimes by the time we're smelling odor to the mouth as well, it can be actually painful to brush the teeth in some occasions. Yeah. So yeah, since it's already inflamed or infected. So there are things like powder that you can put over the food. There are actually dental diets. If they're meant for dentistry, it can actually help scale the calculus away to some degree to actually help prevent calculus buildup as we're eating. So,
are there bones that are good for them?
Great question. Yeah, there are. The ones I usually recommend are veggie dense. They're chewable, soy-based protein. So even if we have food allergies, we can have that. There are, like I say, powders we can put over the food. There's even water additives that we can put into the drinking water so that it helps to bind that calcium in the mouth and makes it less likely for them to develop that calculus on the teeth. So there's a lot of different options that you can do for daily dental care, along with those yearly dental cleanings.
So. Right. All right. So we've got the dental cleanings, stressful situations, dogs that get stressed.
Absolutely.
That's what you specialize in, which is very important. Yeah. Tell our listeners exactly where you're located.
Sure. We are located in New Palestine. We are right across from Bonnie and Clyde's in the Brookville Road Community Church there on 52. So we are actually open Wednesdays through Sundays. So we do have weekend hours. Yeah. Dogs and cats don't read the book when they want to get sick.
No, they don't.
we do normal appointments as well as emergencies and even some surgeries if we need to on the weekends too. So,
and Wednesdays and Fridays, you're up until 7 in the evening.
We are late hours, and we do drop off appointments as well. So a lot of flexible hours and flexibility for owners with busy life and family.
Awesome. And Dr. Keating, how can we follow you online?
Sure. We are actually on a website, thevetcares.com, and it gives a lot of information. You can meet our team members on there. You can get information, background for me as well as what we offer. You can actually apply for appointment scheduling, and you can get refills on medication requests as well. So even if you're up at 11 o'clock at night, you can still request meds.
That is wonderful. So you can go to one place and get everything.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you so much.